other stations promise outstanding content, but when it's time to deliver, they fall flat on their ridiculous faces. Enter LA Talk Radio, a cool, irreverent, and entertaining talk station that delivers totally original content without any commercials. Log on to latalkradio.com and get involved with the best talk radio station on the internet. LA Talk Radio, we say what we want.
The morning show that's on your side. But then again, so is appendicitis.
Broadcasting live from the palatial studios of LA Talk Radio, get ready for the best morning show on the internet. It's time for Sam in the Morning with Brigetta, right here on LA Talk Radio.
Good morning. Welcome to Monday, June 4th.
Another week.
Yes, another week. I have to give a shout out to my daughter. She has a birthday today.
Aww. So, happy birthday to her.
Happy birthday to you. And she's probably not listening, but that's okay. At least I feel good about
exactly.
it.
Exactly. Yeah. What are you going to do for her birthday?
We're going to go out, probably, you know, the usual stuff.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That'll be fun. How old is she turning?
22.
Oh, nice.
Yeah, it's amazing how big they're getting, you know.
Yeah.
So, and she's going to go out of town for a few days, so that would be nice for her, you know.
Good.
And, I mean, these kids still love birthdays, you know.
Of course I do. I do, too. I'm a big kid.
Yeah.
Yeah. Kind of pathetic.
Yeah. You've got a while for your birthday, huh?
I know.
Yeah, in December.
Christmas. 6 months.
6 months still,
yes.
Huh? I can't believe it's already like just 6 months before Christmas.
I know.
You know?
I know. Can you believe that?
Time just fucking flies, man.
Time does. Time has flown.
Yeah.
Big time.
You know, we're
year.
Getting older quicker.
Yep.
Yeah.
This is true.
What's going to happen with that?
I don't know.
You know, but
start focusing.
Yeah. You know, I've always wondered why time seems to go faster as you get older, you know? Like, the years just fly by.
It is interesting. Maybe because we fill our lives with so many more things to do. Like
that, too. But I also think a period of a year becomes like a smaller fraction of your life, so it's not as big.
Right.
Think about it, you know, I mean, if you're like 5 years old, okay, then, you know, each year is like a fifth of your life.
Right.
You know, when you're 50, it's like 1/10.
Right,
know?
No, so, it's true.
Or 1/50th.
It's a cool way to look at it that way, I guess. Yeah.
You know, so then a year is not a big deal anymore.
Right.
You know, I think that's it. But you're right. We also have a lot of things to do, you know. I mean,
we pack our days and time just flies.
Right.
Especially when you're with a bunch of good friends or good people or loved ones or whatever, then time just flies even more.
Yeah.
You know?
That's true. You know, you've got to have fun with people, and it works.
Yeah.
It does work, you know, and we get older faster, but what the hell, you know? I just, you know, I look at my parents and older people and stuff, and I'm thinking, you know, growing old really sucks, you
know?
I mean, you start having all these illnesses and conditions and shit like that.
But then you look at people that, you know, that are older and that are doing great, you know? And it's like, as long as you stay healthy and stay, you know, say grounded, basically, then you'll be okay.
Yeah, but, you know, I mean, you try to be healthy, but it's not always up to you, you know? You get cancer, you get fucking, you know, diabetes, whatever.
Right.
You know, and then it affects the rest of your life, and you have to kind of live with that.
Well, you always have to know what I'm going to say. Yeah. I'm going to say that you can heal anything.
That's true. You will say that.
Mm-hmm. And it all starts from within. So there you go.
Yeah. Have you done any healing lately?
Well, recently, I need to start this week. I'm going to start my cleanse this week. I've just had a crazy week last week, and it finally died down. I had a really bad hangover yesterday. It was really crazy. And I went to this really cool store in Silver Lake, and I mean, this store is just amazing. We should have them on the show because it's so awesome.
Mm-hmm.
It's they have all different kinds of odd liquors. So they're all like independent whiskeys, independent wines, mostly like whiskey, rums, kind of weird stuff.
Right.
And they've got like a collection of all kinds of like different glasses that are really cool, like bartenders galore. But they have a ton of collection of bitters, and bitters of every different flavor and every different kind. And I went in just like looking around, whatever. I'm just going to eat next door. And they're like, oh, you want to cure a hangover? We have this stuff.
Uh-huh.
And I was like, no way. And so they had this stuff, and like they open it. They're actually so cool. They just open it for me.
Mm-hmm.
And look, I will warn you, it tastes like gnarly, what do you call it? Jägermeister.
Really?
And I hate Jäger. Yeah. I hate Jäger with a passion. Mm-hmm. So I held my nose and swallowed it, and I could still feel it, and it was like going to come back up because it was so disgusting. Yeah. It was so disgusting.
So it's a liquid?
And it's got 40% of alcohol in it.
Oh,
because,
really?
Yeah, well, because it's cures the hangover by putting a little more back in it, but it's got herbs that are in it. Mm. So the herbs get because alcohol gets absorbed in your blood quicker than anything else. Mm. So if you put herbs in with alcohol, then the herbs get absorbed in it ASAP.
I see.
I think it might have maca in it because that's what it. How you guys have ever had maca powder or maca before? If you do, I do maca drops, which is what I should have done yesterday, and it tastes kind of like that. So gnarly. Anyway, swallowed it. Oh my god. And I will say that I got better.
Yeah.
Yeah, it did work. And then they had this certain kind of, it's like La Fronte, or I forget what it's called, but it's an Italian kind of liqueur, and it's minty. And it helps. Again, it's got like over 80 different types of herbs in it, and it makes you like get better. And so I did try a little bit of that, and I felt amazing.
Really?
Yeah, couldn't believe it.
So there's a solution for getting drunk.
Yeah.
No.
Well, no. Yes. Besides Pedialyte, that's probably the better thing because I did buy Pedialyte not too long ago.
you did what?
Buy Pedialyte.
What's that?
You know when you give a child and they stop throwing up, or they keep throwing up, or they have diarrhea or something.
Yeah.
Hospitals give kids Pedialyte or Pedialyte popsicles.
Uh-huh.
So I went and I bought Pedialyte because I was just too dehydrated.
Right.
So it really helps like replenish you better than a Gatorade or something does. Mm-hmm. And you can make popsicles with them. You just put them with a little bit of water and shove them in the freezer and you're okay. But yeah, so I bought a big thing of that a while ago and still have it. But anyway, I felt better.
Yeah. Well, that's good.
Yeah.
I never have to worry about it because I don't get that drunk. But, you know.
Yeah.
But maybe I'm missing out on something.
Maybe.
I
mean, this place was really cool. It's called Barkeeper in Silver Lake. And so, and then it's funny because his last name is Keeper.
Mm-hmm.
And then he said his brother, their last name's Keeper. He owns a pet shop called, and they call it Zoo Keeper.
No.
Isn't that funny? I'm
like,
that's really hilarious. But yeah, I want to check out their pet shop too. But it was just really cool. I mean, they have like vintage things, all kinds of knickknacks galore, like anything, any cool gift you want to get someone that you don't know what to get them, I would go there because it's like all kinds of like awesome stuff. Even my dad, who he doesn't drink, but he's got everything. They even had like this this bowl that was made out of a motorcycle chain.
Oh yeah.
So the chain was wrapped around all the way up into a bowl, and I was like, oh my gosh, this would be the coolest gift for my dad. Like,
yeah.
He has it. What do you give a guy who has everything?
Yeah.
You know,
that's true.
Something odd and different, like this piece of art that's motorcycle chain. He'd love it. You know. So they have like all different kinds of cool stuff. So yeah, I definitely say check it out. You gotta love Silver Lake. Silver Lake's very artsy.
Yeah, is it really? I have to go there.
Yeah.
I like Pasadena and stuff, but it's kind of artsy too, you know. But
it is, but and I love Pasadena. And I think Pasadena is very clean. It's good family oriented stuff.
Right.
And they've got some cool art things as well.
Mm-hmm.
This is more, I want to say, hipster art.
Oh really?
Yeah. Mm. So I really like the vibe there. I go to a lot of art shows that are there because they're really cool, different. Types of art, yeah.
Right.
So speaking of which, I'm getting back into my art again.
So what are you doing?
I've got this idea which hopefully I'll be showing. I want to show at an art show in like 2 months.
Mm-hmm.
So because I won't make this month, but I could make possibly next month. And it has to do with like taking wood and putting like poetic pieces onto the wood and then like rub. It's hard to explain.
Okay.
But and then painting
it. You have to see it.
You have to see it. I don't like giving too much away because I'm very just weird about that. But the cool thing is that I needed a bunch of wood and I needed pallets, and pallets are super expensive.
Yeah.
So I happened to go to a place the other day that I frequent, and they happen to have a bunch of wood pallets, and I asked. And why not? Because I was throwing them away.
Yeah.
And like most places don't, like they won't throw them away, they'll reuse them.
Right.
And he's like, yeah, you can have them.
So yeah?
I'm like, yes.
Oh, that's cool.
So I'm going to treat them and do what I need to do with it. But yeah.
Sounds like fun.
Mm-hmm.
So you've got hobbies too and stuff.
My art.
Yeah.
You know, and I haven't done it in so long, but I actually got out the other day. I cleaned off my balcony and was about to like, you know, paint because I felt like painting and all my paints were dry. I'm like, that's a bad sign. You know, you haven't painted a while. When?
Yeah.
All the paint's dry and the tube's dried up. It's awesome. Awesome. Yeah.
Have you painted for a long time?
It's been a while, clearly.
Really?
Yeah.
Uh-huh.
Yeah. So, Whatever. But yeah. I mean, and I used to get into, I know it sounds weird, but graffiti art too. I was in all kinds of stuff.
That's fun.
Whatever I could, yeah. I mean, not that I would go tag stuff. I would do it on a canvas.
Right.
You know, so it'd be different. When I was younger, I had like the sofas and stuff I had. I tagged it all. Like, I can't explain it. It's really cool paint. Mm-hmm. So I like morphed it into like this different colors. It was like kind of like a, not tie-dye, but like, it was in a way. Not, but like the couches were all like that.
Right.
Like the futon stuff. Not like my couch, but like, you know, the futon thing. Anyway.
Right, yeah. I love street art. Have you ever seen like sidewalk art where they do that 3D thing?
And yeah,
it
yeah.
It looks like there's like a chasm or something. You know, you're going to fall into
that
it.
That is a very famous artist, actually. Because of the B.
Well, there's a lot of them, obviously, around the world that do that.
Right. Well, and one, it started from this one person travels around the world and does it at night so he doesn't get caught.
Yeah.
And like he'll take a street lamp and it's like you see a shadow and then he makes a shadow out of it or like cool drawings and stuff. Very, very famous. I want to say I can't think of his name right now. Very, very famous artist. Has books out, art books galore, travels all around the world. It's from LA originally.
Yeah.
But is all over Paris and all over Europe and just, I mean, everywhere.
Yeah.
So,
yeah, I think if people look for 3D street art or something like that, sidewalk art, then you guys will find a lot of images like this, and it's interesting because they paint it, and it's only when you look at it at a certain angle does it look like it's 3D and stuff, you know?
No, it's amazing.
But it's amazing to be able to do that. It really is, you know? I mean, to paint that on a piece of paper would be hard, but to do it on a sidewalk...
Absolutely.
You know? And they do a lot of really creative things.
Yep.
Like sometimes, you know, you fall into like hell or something, you know?
Yeah, and then you like switch demon. It upside down and it's like different.
Yeah.
They have a lot of different kinds of really cool stuff.
Yeah, so I love this stuff, you know? I can look at it for hours.
I'm really trying to find it right now because it's funny, I was just talking about it with my parents, Bansky, that's the name of it. So you guys Google Bansky. I mean, his stuff's just awesome.
Really?
And they actually have, like, little people are doing tattoos out of it now and such. But, yeah, like, he has, like, I mean, his actual big canvases, they range in prices. But, like, there's prints that you can get for, like, you know, $20 and stuff. But the big ones are, you know, a couple hundred.
Right.
But Bansky's, yeah, look up Bansky, B-A-N-K-S-Y, Banksy.
Oh, Banksy?
I always read it. I've been saying it wrong.
Yeah. Banksy then?
Banksy. Oh, my God. I've always said Bansky. Wow.
Oh, well.
I'm retarded.
You learn new things every day.
Yeah. I just looked it up to double check.
Yeah.
Banksy. Yeah. But he's got all kinds of cool books. Like, get his one of his art books. So really, you flip through it and it shows, like, all the... What they do is after he does it, he takes a picture of it. And sometimes he'll appear in some of the pictures, like, if it's a bunch of people or whatever, but usually not.
Yeah.
But he's very cool. It does it at night and sneaks in, and it's pretty neat.
Yeah, it is cool.
Mm-hmm. You know?
Yeah. So you were talking about getting drunk and stuff. We went last night to have you been to Cabo Cantina in Sunset?
I was there the other day. Do you know I used to work at Cabo Cantina?
Did you really?
Years ago.
Really?
Yeah.
I thought it was new. I mean, I'd never seen it before.
No, it's been there for 10 years.
Really?
I worked at it, for two and a half years, actually.
Mm-hmm.
4 years ago.
Really?
Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah.
It's a nice place, huh? It's not too big. It's kind of like...
It's very cool, and it's got 2-for-1 drinks, 2-for-1 margaritas.
Yeah, I guess at the happy hour.
Happy hour.
We were there late, so...
They've got 2 happy hours now. They now have So they do a happy hour from 4 to 8. They do another one from 10 to 11 or 10 to 12.
Really?
Yeah, reverse happy hour.
Wow.
Yeah. So, and then, of course, I know all the bartenders and managers still, so I get hooked up.
No,
so.
We had to pay for 2 drinks.
Oh, yeah.
And the food. But the food was good.
Food's good.
Yeah.
It's very good.
I had some tacos and stuff.
Where I started the other day and got really shitty.
Really?
Yeah.
Oh, so you used to work there, but you still frequent the place now.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, because I'm friends with everyone. Everyone still works there, which is weird. But,
yeah.
I mean, the waitresses come and go, but there's been a few that have been there for a while. The bartender's been the same for 10 years.
Really?
He's been the same since I left, pretty much. So, I mean, I'm really good friends with them, too.
Yeah.
So
yeah, you know, but so what I was trying to say is that there were like a couple of really hot chicks there and stuff.
Yep.
And they were just getting drunk, you know, and then after a while they couldn't even walk. And to me, that's a turnoff, you know.
Yeah.
I mean, it doesn't matter if I'm as drunk as they are. It would be a turnoff for me to look at a woman that can't even control her walk, you know.
You know, I have something to say about that, actually. And you're right. I had a girlfriend. We started at Cabo. We watched the games. because we had a bunch of people that were here. We watched the games, and we went to bar hopping. And my new roommate came out with us, so it was kind of cool. He's moving in this weekend. So anyway, we go out, and one of my girlfriends, I love her to death, and she's very, very smart. Smart as can be during the day. Mm-hmm. Well, before she drinks. And I don't know what it is. She's Irish. She can drink like 50 drinks. It's crazy.
Really?
But then it's weird because it's like, the last shot that she'll take, like, or the last drink she'll have, she switches. So not only is she speaking completely normally like this, 2 seconds later,
really?
And you're like, what just happened? There's no, like, transition. Like, for me, I slowly, gradually start getting drunk, and it's, like, slow process. Her, it's like, bam.
Wow.
So it's very embarrassing because we were at the bar, and she passed out at the bar. Like, we couldn't get her up. And I'm like, this is so embarrassing. And here's, like, our new roommate's like, what the fuck's going on? And I'm like, this is just her. And, yeah. So we actually had to take her home because it was so bad. So we had to get a cab. I had to get a cab. And then a friend had to throw her over the shoulders and throw her in the car. And all of us went to her house. And I went through her purse to find her keys. Couldn't find her keys. So I had to break. I know how to break in her place. So I had to break in through her balcony and open the door and then get her in and then bring her in. And I did. I changed her jeans into, like, you know, shorts for her, and we propped her up in case she puked and everything. And
from going out to have fun, you know?
I know. But it's the thing. It's like, but she does this all of the time.
Really?
So, and I don't understand.
You have to wonder what it is that they're trying to suppress so much. You know? To get that fucked up, you know, you really have to have some pain
but
you're
her,
trying to take care of.
Her,
know?
I understand.
Yeah.
She, you know, her mother was murdered in front of her when she was younger. Yeah, her dad is crazy. She doesn't have anyone, basically.
Yeah.
And then she went through a lot of shit when she first moved here. And she's a really cool person, and she's very smart, very, very smart. Mm. And we've tried to help her before, but she doesn't want to be helped in a way. She kind of just doesn't, you know. And then it's like, if you offer jobs to her or things like that, then she won't take them, or like something comes up, or
So she acts out all the time, pretty much.
Yeah.
How old is she? Like 30s or something?
She is like 28, I think.
Yeah.
I mean, and beautiful girl.
Yeah.
Beautiful girl, too.
Yeah. You never know what demons people have in their minds, you know?
Yeah. Yeah.
That sucks.
I know. And it's so sad, but it's so...
Yeah.
I mean, and I love this girl to death. Like, she's actually very smart. Like, she's... But I don't... Yeah.
Yeah.
I don't know.
But that's the thing, is that you can be very smart, but if you have emotional problems, it's going to get in the way.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, I agree. And it's just...
Wow.
I know. So that happened, and we're all just like, really? Yeah.
Yeah.
But yeah, I can't do that. That's not me. And I just, even me drinking this past week a lot, I can't be doing that anymore. Like, that's just, I need to get away from it and stop. And, you know, the more and more I drink, the further I get away from my goals in a way. You know,
yeah, like, that's true.
And so I really just don't want to be doing that. I feel I need to be clear. And what's weird, here's the weirdest thing. I craved doing yoga yesterday, as hungover as I was. Isn't that strange?
Yeah.
I don't know what it is. I feel like yoga is so rejuvenating for me that it was like I craved it. Like, I needed to be doing it.
Yeah. So did you go and do some yoga?
No, there was nothing yesterday. So
No?
I didn't, but it's okay.
Yeah.
I'll have this week. I'm going to be recouping this week.
Your roommate has a yoga studio, right? Do you go there?
She has one in Venice. She teaches. She teaches at Venice. She's the one that's moving out.
Right.
She teaches in Venice, but she does do private training.
Mm.
And she's doing really well at that. It's True to You Yoga, which we should have her come. We should have her call in or something once and talk
about
it.
We've had her here. Oh, but she didn't have that yoga place.
She was
at the
working.
Time.
Yeah, and she's doing really well right now. She's doing private yoga teaching. So for those people that have injuries. You know, when you go to a class, like, for example, you haven't been to a class and you just started working out, so you're a little nervous about, I can't do half the things that they can do in class, and I can't do this. And she does it so that, because there's different ways you can do it. For every pose, there's three different ways you can do it. There's the really, really easy way, then there's the medium, and then there's, like, the people that can stretch and are really good.
Right.
So she takes it and then makes it for you. But so it's not like, I don't want to be in a closet with these people. It's a one-on-one thing. She'll come to your house. She'll go to a park, wherever you want to go. And she actually has been teaching couples recently.
Wow.
And one of them, she was saying how one of the clients, you know, she can't talk about who anyone is, but the couple was like, the woman was very frustrated because she's bigger. So she couldn't get into certain poses and was trying, you know, and the husband's like, oh, my dude, I can't do this. But actually, he's better at it than she is. But they've, even from like, you can't just do it once and expect to be amazing. Right. You have to do it at least three different times. You'll start to notice your body changing. And because you're stretching. And it's great when you're working out because you're stretching and pulling the muscles that you're, you know. So it really helps with balance. And it actually helps with you losing weight quicker because you're stretching in and all that. So yeah, she's doing really well. I'm really excited for her.
Yeah.
But there was a point to what I was saying.
The point was that you
I don't remember.
That you didn't find a place to go yesterday for the yoga.
But I wound up, I didn't do anything yesterday. I was really tired. I went to bed super early. But I think I'll do something in my house today. That's, I like need to do it.
Yeah.
I know. I know.
Like what? Clean up and shit or?
No, I need to cleanse, meaning like,
oh, okay.
I did clean my house out, but I need to like, no more drinking, I need to work out every day, I have like new focus right now.
Okay, sounds good.
I know, I'm going to be healthy.
It will support you.
I need to not, like that week that I took out to be retarded needs to not be retarded. Yeah. Though I do have a girlfriend coming in today from New York, she used to live here. And I don't know if you guys heard, but one of the guys from TMZ passed away all of a sudden.
Oh, really?
So she used to work for him. And they own Telepictures. His name's Jim. I forget Jim's last name. But it was Jim and Harvey that did TMZ.
Right.
And Harvey's the guy that's on camera. Jim was not.
Yeah.
And Jim, like, they owned it together, Telepictures, which did Ellen Show, George Lopez, a bunch of different shows,
right.
Including TMZ. And he was doing a marathon in Paris. Last weekend and had a heart attack and died.
Wow.
Yeah. Young too. Really young. I met him before. He was a really nice guy.
Mm-hmm.
So, the services are this week, here in Hollywood. I guess they flew his body back. And, so she's coming back here for the funeral.
Wow. But what a bummer.
What a bummer indeed.
Yeah.
But,
So he went all the way there to run?
I guess so. Yeah. Yeah. You know what? It's funny. Cause when you talk about this and it's like, I think marathons are great. I mean, given, I don't think that you should push your body into something that it's not used to doing, you know? And yes, you have to train for it appropriately, but it's interesting how, like, a lot of marathon runners have so many issues, you know?
Really?
Like, have you ever noticed that?
No, I don't know any.
Well, your knee gets blown out, your cartilage gets run down, or, like, you know, like, it's just crazy to think that here you are going to do a marathon and you die. Like, that's, like, so fucked up. Like, you would think your heart would be trained for it. I don't know. I guess that's like something you want to, I'm curious. I'd want to ask a doctor out there, you know, what they think about marathons. You know what I mean? Because I wonder.
Yeah, I know. I wonder too. I mean, it's really grueling.
Yeah.
I think, you know? Wow.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Anyway.
I don't understand the appeal for people to do it, but I respect the fact that they have to work so hard at it.
It's a challenge.
You know? Yeah. Endurance and everything, you know? I mean,
I couldn't do, and I did train for the marathon, and that was like, wow, craziness. But just to say you did it once, you know? Would I do it all the time? No way.
Yeah.
Can't do it. But you know what I really, really do enjoy doing? I really enjoyed biking. Like long, like a marathon on the bike, whatever you want to call it.
Right.
I can do that forever. So that was pretty cool.
Yeah, is nice.
Yeah.
Do you ride the bike sometimes?
Actually, I love riding the bike. My bike's pretty, it's not awesome. I will say that my bike was given to me by a friend when they bought a bike, like a $3,000 bike, brand new.
Really?
And then he decided he didn't want it. And so this is like years ago. And so then he gave me the bike and I was like, okay, it's a men's bike. I can't ride the damn thing because the tires are too skinny.
Yeah.
I know that's crazy, but I need like thicker. I really, really want this bike. I've been staring at it forever. It's like a cross between like a BMX and it's called a hybrid, women's like hybrid bike. And but it's like it fits women really well. Like when you sit on it, it's so comfortable and it's so amazing. That I love it, but it's like $300. Like one day I'll get it. And then I have a BMX bike that I fixed up, but it's not good for long yeah. cyclethons, whatever you want to call it, because yeah. it butt hurts. And I've gone through like seat changing, and I bought a professional seat, and it's just a process.
Yeah.
But yeah, I really, really enjoy it. And I have to say, spin class mm-hmm. are some of the best classes. Like
really?
You lose weight so quickly, and you don't realize the time that's flying through the class. Mm-hmm. And if you have a good teacher, I like LA Fitness stuff. I know 24 Hour has some good classes too, actually. Yeah. So you should do, because you know someone who teaches there. So you should do their spin classes. Try it.
I will.
A lot of men do it, believe it or not. Like yeah. when I go in, it's more men actually than women.
Yeah.
In the spin class.
Yeah. Well, there's more men than women in anything in the club. You know, I mean, there's not that many women there.
In your place? Really?
Yeah. Yeah. Huh. It's all guys.
Huh.
Yeah. So I don't know what the story is. But so I'm not surprised there'd be more guys in the spinning class. But, yeah, I want to try it and see. I mean, it looks like very, what's the word I'm looking for? It's just grueling, you know. I mean, it's hard.
No.
No?
It's not. Mm-mm. Because here's the thing. You don't have to sit, and that's what I did in the very beginning, and I just do my own pace. You want to stand up and sit down like they do, and mm-hmm. that's what gets you, like, when you're going, you're like, yeah, yeah. What's hard is when you push the weight all the way up on the bike. You don't have to do that.
Yeah.
Just because they say go to level 14 doesn't mean you have to go to level 14.
Yeah, right.
You can stay at level 8. You know what I mean? It's
yeah.
it's to each person. It doesn't matter. They're trying to give you, like, a goal to get to.
Right.
Now... And I haven't done it in a while, so if I go back in, I'm going to stay at probably, like, I'll fluctuate between level. Because, like, the easy level is 1.
Right.
You just keep pedaling, nothing happens. And the hardest level is, like, 20. Mm. So I'll probably fluctuate between 9 and 12 right now because I don't, maybe 17. I might go up there for the one hard part.
Yeah.
But usually when I'm doing it all the time, I'm like, whatever, I can do, like, it's between up to like, 18 is, like, the, you know, I fluctuate yeah. on 15 to 18.
Wow.
But if you were to go yeah. in, honestly, I would do between like 7 and 10. It's not
yeah.
a big deal. And you see it. Like when you push the bike up, you'll see where it feels heavier or whatnot. And like
right.
do what you want to do.
Yeah.
But when you're doing the up and down thing, what's amazing about it is when you're up and down, you actually get a workout on your arms.
Because
they do the whole like lift things. So you're doing like push-ups on the bike
oh,
while
really?
You're pedaling.
That's
yeah.
what you're doing. Okay.
So it's because they'll do it. They'll be like, okay, go to the left now, go to the right. And then all right, push-ups like this. And it's really cool because you get when you walk out, you're like, this was amazing.
Yeah, you feel you worked out.
You get a full body. And
yeah.
it works your abs like no other. That's why I say the spin classes, they work every part in your body. And it's slimming you down, not building. It builds a little bit of muscle when you're doing the push-up stuff, but it's more slimming you down.
Right.
So it's you lose weight like that. It's
what?
Amazing. That's why I'm like, do it, do it, do it.
Yeah.
You're
well,
like, no.
we, yeah, we should no, we should promote that to people that
yeah.
are looking to lose weight. I'm not looking to lose weight so much, you know. I just need some activity, and I like it, you know.
Yeah.
I mean, I've been moving my legs, muscles that I haven't moved in years.
Yeah, yeah,
you know?
Yeah.
So that works out well, you know. And I finally got comfortable on the bike on the
good.
Yeah. So as far as cardio, I go on the bike because then my legs don't get as tired.
You know, and what's good for that too is if you have an injury, the
mm-hmm.
cycling is always better.
Yeah.
Like that's what I've always. Like if you have a hurt back or a hurt knee, my knees are always screwed up. Like I'm always
yeah.
doing something stupid. The bike is what is the way to go. Like
yeah.
if you don't want to be swimming, because swimming's the best, honestly,
right.
for you, then you wanna do it.
Yeah.
The bike,
unfortunately,
yeah.
not all locations have a pool, you know. In
yeah, yeah.
It's my
true.
Gym, there's some that do.
But, you know, I've done. You should try, and this is going to sound retarded and mostly old, yes, but I've done some of the, when I hurt my knee really, really bad on the motorcycle accident, I took a swim weight class.
Uh-huh.
And I tell you what, they're really, even though it's a lot of old people in there,
right.
it's really good.
Is it really?
Yeah.
Yeah.
You should just do it.
Yeah. No, I would imagine. They say swimming is really good.
Yeah.
And it works your entire body.
Mm-hmm.
So, yeah, that's a good thing to do as well.
Yeah.
Well,
yeah.
you know, at least we get in shape. You know, I don't look forward to going, but I go because I know I should.
Right,
you know?
Right.
So it works out well, you know, and I feel better about myself, you know, that I'm doing some physical activity and stuff.
Yeah.
Because, you know, I mean, we sit on our asses all day. We don't move, you know. Not you, but in
I'm
general,
like, well,
you know,
people that
work
general, yeah.
with the computer all day or whatever, you know.
Mm-hmm.
And so I think you need to go out and get some activity in your body, you know.
I agree.
Yeah.
I agree.
Yeah.
And I will say that this weekend I had just totally random because I'm looking online at this stuff. I went to one of the other gift suites, the Eco Lounge, which we're going to have Debbie probably call in at some point. She's amazing. The Eco Lounge was the MTV Awards Lounge.
Right.
I mean, wow. Like, what a cool idea. It was for Music Cares Foundation. Which, and actually, I met a couple different people there that were really awesome.
Right.
And the entire lounge, the gift suite, everyone there was eco-friendly. Everything.
Really?
Yeah, which was really neat. And she put, I mean, this event was huge. It was at a mansion in Beverly Hills.
Really?
And it was Mary Pickford's old mansion, where Mary Pickford used to live. And it was really cool grounds. Everything was outside, pretty much. And, yeah, they had, like, even the swimwear. I got this awesome swimsuit. It was all the stuff was made from, like, recycled materials.
Wow.
But they were sexy suits. Yeah. I was like, damn. Yeah. And these two girls, which you would just love them. They're just absolutely hilarious.
Uh-huh.
You know the new bag law that's in L.A.?
Yeah, the plastic bags?
Yeah.
Yeah, that you can't use them anymore.
No.
Yeah.
No more plastic bags. But I have a question about that. So how do you pick up dog shit? Because we get plastic bags.
That's true. Well, maybe they, you know, they mean for shopping and stuff.
I guess
you know?
Maybe it's just for that. Yeah. Anyway, they have a new bag line that came out. And yeah, and they were at this event showing their bag line. Their bag line's all from recycled materials as well, which is really cool. And it's durable, actually, right. And it washes like crazy. Of course, they had two different kinds. They had like the sexy kind and then the not sexy kind,
uh-huh.
But there was really cute canvas, nice stuff. And I got the silk kind. I had to.
Yeah.
It was so cute. I mean, they're really cute bags. But these girls are so full of energy. They're both 30. And it's like they just decided to make this company out of nowhere. And now this bag, because it's bag law, you know?
Uh-huh.
And they just, I mean, wow, their stuff is awesome.
Really?
And they are like, they are so fun.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Wow.
So we should talk to them one day. But they were awesome. I mean, and their stuff's like freaking cool. So yeah, okay, I'm trying to think of who else was there. I got a trip to Miami.
You got a trip to Miami?
Yeah.
From the gifting suite?
Yeah, from the gifting suite.
Are you serious?
Well, a hotel stay is there, yeah.
Yeah.
So I got two nights stay at this place in Miami, which is great because, you know, my parents have a place in Florida, like an hour and a half from there. So, and I have friends that live in Miami, but it's like, whatever. It's
yeah.
A hotel.
What the hell?
Cool.
You get a hotel, you get to go there, you know?
Yeah. So that'll be fun. Take my sister because she goes with me most of the time. So that'll be fun. And then I'm trying to think. I got, the surfboard. So, you know, like the newest exercise, by the way, something else you should try. I got a lesson while I was there at the event. The paddleboarding.
Yeah.
It's like the newest thing. I think it's the most amazing thing, exercise for anyone. And I think this is going to be my new hobby on the side.
Mm-hmm.
You can do yoga on these boards. The boards are so thick and wide that you can actually do yoga in the middle of the water. You can surf on them or you can just paddleboard. So they're for lakes. You can be in a lake. You can be in, and for me, where my parents live in Florida, it's flat because it's on the golf side and there's no waves. So paddleboarding is a big thing and a great exercise. It gets your entire core going because you're moving like your side muscles and your like abs and everything.
Like
and it's
swimming.
And it's a balance on the board. Mm. But it's a thick, heavy board. So it's buoyant.
Yeah.
So anyone can do it. You just have to know how to move the paddle correctly. So he gave me a quick lesson there, like, you know, fake one in the air kind of thing, and it was cool. These boards that they make are not made through fiberglass. They're actually made through all recycled materials.
Oh, okay.
And
I see, as opposed to surfboards.
Yeah.
Okay.
Well, any company. They make surfboards, too. But this company
the
in particular...
Surfboards are usually from...
Fiberglass.
Yeah.
This company in particular makes it out of a material that actually can be recycled, and it's not harmful for you. You don't need to wear it. Like when you go into like a surfboard place, you don't want to touch the fiberglass. It can ruin your skin. Like all the chemicals are really, really potent.
Mm.
This company, like everything is like all natural kind of stuff. And and their boards last longer.
Really?
And they're sturdier. Yeah. It's great. It was pretty cool. And a lot of they have like cork on the top of it.
Uh-huh.
A lot of pro surfers are working with them too. But I was like, and the boards are only, I was like, oh, they must be more expensive because it's a better quality and like they're better for you. Nope, $1,600.
Really?
Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah, so it's, and that's the same price as like a regular paddleboard, you know?
I see.
So I'm like, this is awesome.
Yeah.
Yeah. And
it's
they customize.
Expensive, though. I mean, you know.
But they last for years, like 10 years, yeah. 15 years. They last forever.
Yeah.
And
you've really got to love it to be able to spend that kind of money on it.
See, that's something I would do, though. I'm just an idiot. I'd be like, I don't even get it. But they customize it. So when you buy a board for them, mm-hmm. you get to go there and pick out your own paint colors. Of whatever color you want it to be.
Oh, nice.
Whatever you want. Yeah, it's pretty neat. They customize them just for you. I'm like, this is awesome. Yeah.
Yeah.
Like,
yeah.
Birthday present? Anyone? 6 months down the road? no, I don't know. But how cool is that?
Yeah.
But that's something you should look into. Like, take a lesson.
Yeah.
You know, mm-hmm. on they have in Venice and in Malibu. Because their lessons are only like $60,
right.
like, and they're for like a full hour.
But our water here is so cold, you know. I mean, you need like a bodysuit or something,
I have
right?
one.
Like
yeah.
a wetsuit.
You can borrow them from them. They clean them and stuff.
Really?
You can rent one for like, you know, $5.
Mm.
They usually have them down there.
Yeah, and then it's not as cold.
No,
huh?
No, you don't feel anything. I have a wetsuit.
Yeah.
When I surf here, yeah, I wear a wetsuit. That's pretty funny. You can be out all day long and don't realize the temperature at all.
Really?
Because you don't feel it.
Yeah.
Like your feet are the only thing in the water that aren't because they. It doesn't cover your feet or your
right,
hands,
right.
but I mean, you can even get the socks kind of. Actually, I have the socks for it, but they're not. It's not that cold. Yeah, and
yeah.
actually, you get really hot eventually.
Yeah.
In it, but.
Wow.
Yeah, you should try it.
Yeah, because your skin doesn't breathe, huh? I mean, it's like totally.
Mhm.
Yeah. Wow.
Yeah. Anyway.
Yeah, did you hear that Hugh Hefner and his. And his beloved fiance are back together. Remember when she left him?
Mm-hmm.
And stuff. So she's back together with him, rekindling the romance.
Idiot.
She's 26 years old. He's 86 years old. And he's, I'm surprised he's taking her.
I mean, yeah.
You know, he's got so many chicks and stuff. She embarrassed him quite a bit.
I mean, you know what? Do you think it was a publicity stunt? Because I do.
Do you really?
Yeah.
Oh.
I think it was publicity.
Well, but why would he do that if it embarrasses him? I mean, he made him look like shit, you know?
You know
I
why?
Know
because it makes him
purpose.
It makes him relate to real men.
Mm.
It makes him to relate, because, you know, like, it makes him more of like a person versus like an
right.
icon. You know what I mean?
Right.
He's been an icon for years and years and years. And to make, because he is older, he needs publicity and they have a lot of bad things that are going on with their business or whatever before. So maybe it helps show him that, you know, he can get hurt too, you know?
Yeah.
I think it was a publicity thing. I really do.
Yeah, well, of course. And, you know, I mean, you have to wonder what the hell she's doing there. But and the fact that I know
well,
her
think.
Name is embarrassing. I mean, Crystal Harris, why do I know her name? She's so unimportant. But I guess I'm looking at the news story.
Right.
So there's her name there. But, you know, I mean, the woman that was going to marry Hugh Hefner and ran away and now she's back.
Yeah.
Yeah. I shouldn't know her name.
Yeah. It's okay. Yeah. I don't. It doesn't make any sense to me.
Yeah.
Whatever.
Are you going to go see Rock of Ages with Tom Cruise?
I will go see it. I told you my friend produced it.
Really?
Yeah.
Oh.
I mean,
have you seen his body in the movie? I mean, he's amazing.
No, but
what
it's
great shape he's staying in.
Everyone keeps saying this is his comeback film, big time.
Really?
Yeah, like, you know, for those kind of roles and stuff.
Right.
Yeah, I'm really excited. I went to the premiere of the Broadway play that was here in LA. My friend was one of the producers on the Broadway play. And so he also there's many on the film, obviously, but
right.
he's one of many on there. That's the person when I went to New York. He's got the website, love it. That I went there for New York's
right,
whole thing.
Right,
right. Right. So he made his money doing this and then took that to make the website that he's working on.
Oh,
that
I
help
see.
Him.
Okay.
Yeah, so that's one of them. So I'm actually absolutely going to go and see the film.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
I'm actually excited about
I'm
it.
I'm just very impressed. I mean, he's like about my age. I think he's like 51 or something.
Mm-hmm.
And he, you know, his body's in great fucking shape, man. I can't believe this, you know. But I guess when it's your profession, then you hire personal trainers.
Right.
You know, and you can stay in shape no matter what, you know.
Mm-hmm.
If you have to work out 10 hours a day, then that's what you're going to do.
Right.
When you get paid for it, it's different.
Right.
But kudos to him for that, you know. I mean, that's it's not an easy task, I know.
Mm-mm. Yeah, indeed. And yeah. That's why, cleansing galore. I hear it.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
So, let's see. Did you see any movies this weekend?
No.
No?
I did not do that.
Yeah.
No,
I guess the new Snow White did pretty good.
Oh, I really want to see that's out?
Yeah.
Snow White
out.
And the Huntsman?
Yeah.
Oh, I really want to see that.
$56 million.
Wow.
Which is pretty good. I didn't think it was going to do well at all because it's kind of like a fantasy movie, and those are like hit and miss.
I thought it was going to be great. I actually knew it was going to do great.
Yeah?
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. Well,
I guess maybe because of the actors, too, you know? I mean, you've got Kristen Stewart there and Charlize Theron. And, you know.
Yeah. But you know what? You know, whenever you remake something that's like... you know, like Snow White or something like a classic Disney type film.
Right.
People are going to go and see it.
Yeah.
You know? And the fact that, okay, Little Red Riding Hood, I like the dark,
yeah,
you know-ness.
Yeah.
So the new Little Red Riding Hood, not saying that was amazing.
Right.
Because it wasn't that, I thought it was good. I liked it, but I like that kind of stuff.
Right.
I think with the new, with how Twilight has changed a lot of films, and I hate to go to Twilight.
True,
but
yeah.
It's made it more darker and mystical. So the way films are shot, they're shot more with the dark side now. So you have Little Red Riding Hood that came out with that. Then you've got all these other, like, you know, vampy type films that are shot dark.
Right.
And then Snow White and the Huntsman's also shot in that dark.
Yeah,
sense.
That's what I figured.
Yeah.
Yeah. It's not like a fun kids movie.
No.
By any means.
It's dark. It's for adults. And that's what I like about it. Because it's like these are the things that we love, the movies we love growing up.
Right.
And they're making it for us again, but darker.
Yeah.
You know, so it's a little sexy in a way.
I know. Can you imagine if a parent takes their kid to see it because they see Snow White? Oh, what the hell? You know, we'll go see it.
Yeah. No.
Yeah. I wonder if it's got like a PG-13 or something, you know, because I think it's, like you said, it's a dark film, you know.
Hmm.
Yeah, they spent $170 million producing it, so.
Wow.
With $56 million, they'll recover that in some way.
You think?
Yeah.
Yeah. But I do want to see, there's another Snow White film, too, with Julia Roberts.
Right.
Now, that one looks more for kids.
Right.
That one's more, you know, I think, because she's more into that, you know, she does things for her kids and for all that, so.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I know.
She'll be good in that. It'll be fun. It'll be cute, I think.
Right.
To see her in that one.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I know. Men in Black 3 was number 2. It was number 1 last week, and this week it made $29 million. I'm dying to see that, but I'll only go see it with my kids because we saw the first one together when they were really young, and I'd like to see this one with them too.
Right.
But try to get your kids together, you know. At this age, it's not very easy.
So how about, totally off the subject, I just got this. My dad sent me this morning. Mm-hmm. The Miami cannibal attack.
Yeah.
That whole thing.
Mm-hmm.
Like, holy shit. So.
With the bath salt thing.
It's just like, yeah. Now you got to watch your drink for bath salts.
Mm-hmm.
Like, what the, you know?
But wait a minute. This is something that people, don't people take that like as a drug?
That's the newest thing.
Yeah.
That's the newest thing.
Yeah.
So, I mean, this guy was, police say that this guy ran like a zombie, basically,
right.
A naked rampage.
He's freaking out.
He's 31 years old. My God, like, and everyone that takes bath salts, like, this happens to everyone.
Mm.
What bath salts are, they're all like anything in LSD, ecstasy, like all those things, they take the worst parts of all of that and they shove it together to make these bath salts.
Really?
Which are called, like, on the street, they're known as like Ivory Wave, Vanilla Sky, Bliss, Dynamite, Purple Rain. They made headlines last year because a ton of people are going to the ER and tons of calls have been called into the poison control centers and tons of deaths and murders and suicides all because of the bath salts
thing.
Wow,
yeah.
Yeah.
And this guy went and ate this other person's face.
Right. And police are saying, or people are saying, that if you take the worst attributes of meth, coke, PCP, LSD, and ecstasy and put them all together, that's what you see here.
Whoa.
And this comes from the poison control. And so what's crazy is bath salts aren't illegal on a federal level, but because you can go and you go. I use bath salts in my bath.
Yeah.
But what makes me wonder is if I'm sitting there in a tub full of, like, I'm soaking in the bath salts.
Right.
I get if they're ingested, it's different. But it's still being absorbed into my skin sitting there. So that makes you think.
That's true, yeah.
Yeah. But
think about that.
I know that right now.
Now, why would you use bath salt in your bath? What does it do?
They make your water smell good. They make your skin smoother. Some of them are detoxing, depending on what's in it.
Mm-hmm.
But yeah. I guess use all natural ones, don't use this kind.
Yeah.
But it says that the effects include feelings of empathy, stimulation, alertness, euphoria, sensory awareness, and hallucinations. So when this guy was he attacked a bum, is what he did. And this bum was also high.
Right.
So he ate this guy's face off, and the bum had no idea his face was being eaten off.
Wow.
Because he was on drugs himself.
Yeah.
Wow. So, I mean, and the police shot him to death is what happened.
Wow.
And he didn't even feel the first couple of bullets because he was so fucked up. But it's just like, holy shit balls.
I know.
But it's saying 37% of people who suffered mental health issues reported attempting suicide or having suicidal thoughts related to bath salts.
Really?
Yeah.
Wow.
And 91% of users had neurological damage. 77% experienced cardiovascular damage.
Wow.
49% had physiological difficulties associated with the drug. I mean, just don't do this shit.
Yeah, don't ingest the shit, you know?
God, idiots. Yeah.
Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah.
It's just crazy. And I know they're selling them in some of the, this is what's fucked up. Mm-hmm. In when you go to your pot store, like the
dispensaries?
The dispensaries, they sell them in there.
Really?
That's what's fucked up, yeah.
Wow, why would they do that?
I don't know.
Fuck.
Yeah.
Is it related to marijuana at all?
No, but you know they sell salvia in there too. You know that stuff you smoke when I was telling you about the salvia. They sell I don't even know. Just weird.
I never heard of a dispensary selling salvia and shit, but maybe.
Yeah, I know it's legal.
No, I know it's legal, but I don't know why anybody would want it if they can get
They
weed.
Do it. It's weird because a lot of the stores I know have sold it. We've been talking about it a lot recently. It's weird because this has been in the news so much that everyone's talking about it. And I've never been to a dispensary because I don't do that. But I have a lot of friends that do. And they've told me no, it's where they've bought salvia there. And they've seen bath salts. And they just thought that they were just bath salts.
Like.
And I think maybe it is there to just be a bath salt or something. I don't know. But why else would you sell that shit in a kind of a store?
Yeah.
It doesn't make sense to me.
No, I know.
Like, there's also the legal mushrooms they sell. You've seen that, right?
Legal mushrooms.
Some kind of a mushroom tea or whatever that...
Really?
I don't know what it's called, but my girlfriend actually sells it at her holistic store.
Really?
Yeah.
Wow.
And you get kind of messed up on it.
Because I would think at dispensaries, they only sell, like, marijuana-related things, you know? No?
Mm-mm. Mm. No. A lot of, like, holistic stores are... Not a lot, but are opening up to this too. Like my girlfriend's shop, that mushroom stuff that I'm saying, that's a legal form of it. I guess it gets you sort of high, but not really. Mm. I don't know. It's legal. She sells it in her store.
Yeah.
But she got it because she found out where all the other stores are selling them.
Oh, okay.
I don't know, whatever. Yeah. It's not my thing, but craziness. Yeah.
I don't know. I don't know why they outlaw these things anyway. You know, I mean, what the hell? You know, somebody wants to get high, let them get high. What the hell is
that's
the
like
problem?
Huffing paint.
Yeah.
Yeah. No, but see, don't let them get high. Like, this is my example. Look what just happened. You want your face eaten off? No. That shit needs to be... This bath salt needs to be stopped. That's bullshit.
Well, obviously, yeah. But, I mean, other stuff, you know?
Yeah.
Like mushrooms. I mean, who cares about
mushrooms? Yeah. But then again, you know what's going to happen now? Mm. Now, because the government wants control over everything, they're going to say, oh, because this bath salt thing happened, blah, blah, blah. Any hallucinogenic, anything needs to be banned.
Yeah.
Because... Which, I mean, not saying mushrooms are legal because I don't think they are, right? I don't know.
No, not the hallucinated.
But they grow naturally. That's the thing. I don't know.
It doesn't matter. So does weed.
Right.
You know? But it's illegal.
But no one eats anyone's face off doing anything natural.
That's true.
You know?
Yeah.
It's the acid. It's like acid, PCP, like all that crap that you would be doing, that you would eat someone's face off. Like,
for sure.
Not that you would do that anyway, but... Those are the unnatural things that would make you insane.
Right. Yeah. Well, you know, I just heard that they're trying to close down all the dispensaries in L.A.
What?
So we'll see what's going to happen. I don't know. It'll
on a federal level now?
No. On a city level.
Why?
Yeah. Because they're motherfuckers. You know? Who cares? Who cares if this dispensary is here? You know, why should people go in on the street and buy their drugs that way?
But here's the thing. Remember when we had that guy here, he was saying that a lot of them are getting shut down if they're not doing it properly.
Right.
And he's like, we are very proper. We follow all the rules. If you follow all the rules and everything, then you're okay.
Not
right?
necessarily, because now they would just close down all of them, you know. So we'll see if it's going to happen. I don't know. You know, I talked to some people and they say they don't think it's going to happen. So who knows? But it was approved by part of the city council or something.
Weird.
I don't know. Yeah. So that kind of sucks, but what are you going to do, you know?
Right.
Yeah.
What are you going to do?
Yeah. So they think they caught the suspect in the Canada body parts case. Remember?
Oh, yeah. Yeah,
that porn actor and stuff. So you asked me if it was a guy that he actually killed, and it was. You know, I guess he's gay, and it was...
What did I say? I said he was going to be gay.
Yeah.
I knew it.
And, the boyfriend, I guess, was Asian, and they said that this guy was kind of racist. So... Yeah, who knows what was going through his mind. But they caught him in Germany, and because I guess he got away.
Right.
Yeah.
And then they put a mass thing out to all of Interpol. And then that. Yeah, and I knew because when they say dismembered means...
Cut off parts.
Right, but it also means cutting off your dick. Usually that's how they would say it. It would be cutting off. Like, basically... And so someone who would cut off someone's penis... another guy, and he's a porn star, made me think he probably does gay porn or something happened where something with that.
Yeah.
Or something with being either homophobic or being, I don't know, who knows.
Yeah.
So obviously
maybe,
that's sort
maybe
of what happened.
Maybe self-hating gay, you never know.
Which is such bullshit.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
All right, well, that's it for the show today. On Thursday, we're going to have Bree Olson on the show.
Oh, yeah, you were
saying. And she's not coming in, though, unfortunately. She's very busy, but she'll be on the phone. And she's a former porn star and very famous porn star, by the way. And she was one of the goddesses of Charlie Sheen, so we're going to find out about that, too. So tune in on Thursday, and then, of course, the rest of the week, we're going to have great shows. So stay with us, and we love you.
Yep.
Take care. See you tomorrow.
Bye.
You have been listening to Sam in the Morning with Bridgetta, which airs every Monday through Friday from 10 to 11 a.m. Pacific Standard Time. Sam in the Morning with Bridgetta is an LA Talk Radio production where we say what we want.